From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The third day in jury selection to determine whether George Zimmerman was justified in killing Trayvon Martin finds both sides struggling to come up with people who have not heard about the shooting. Amy Green with a questioning in Sanford.
One potential juror, a black woman, was asked how she was affected by Fox News.
Truthfully, it didn't affect me one way or the other. I really don't believe that black people were being targeted.
The law requires jurors to consider only evidence presented in the courtroom. At least 70 potential jurors have been dismissed. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
A rare recording of Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Tennessee Williams has just been made available to the public. And Ariana Prothero reports it's been sitting in a vault at the Key West Public Library all along.
Tennessee Williams recorded a selection of poems for the library in the early 70s when he was 59 years old.
Some verse read for the Key West Library, most of it early and young by an old man.
No one had really listened to the reel-to-reel tape in years because they didn't have the technology at the library until an anonymous donor learned about the recording and paid to have it digitized. The library then turned the audio over to the Key West Literary Seminar to publish on its online audio archive. The seminar's associate director, Arlo Haskell, says there aren't many recordings of the famous playwright reading his poetry.
The second poem in particular, I think, is a poem that was never published and exists only in manuscript form, as far as I know. The poem begins, "The wayward flesh has made me wise.
To many things I should not know. Perhaps if hawks tore out my eyes, your image would not plague me so. Perhaps if these red veins should freeze in glacial snow an age or two, and then be dipped in Arctic seas, I should be rid of wanting you."
Tennessee Williams is known for such works as A Streetcar Named Desire and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. He lived in Key West off and on over the course of about 40 years, and Williams was a big supporter of his local library, making the recording specifically for its benefit. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Pretty amazing. So we're asking for a little indulgence right now because, truthfully, when it comes to public broadcasting, you know what we like to say, it's made possible from the support of listeners like you. And we've got some news of our own. WLRN Miami Herald News has won its very first ever National Edward R. Murrow Awards. Two of them, and we've shared in a third. One is for feature reporting, Her Own Little Paris by Alicia Zuckerman, and the other is for best use of sound for Remembering Andrew the Storm. It was put together for hours on end by Kenny Malone. Trust me, we all heard the audio long enough to believe Hurricane Andrew had come roaring back to life after 20 years. We were even part of a collaboration on a third Murrow Award for a state integrity investigation. So first, thank you for making it possible for us to do work that is worthy of national recognition. And secondly, thanks for allowing us to prove to our friends and families and kids and dogs and cats that we were really working all those long hours. It's a good day. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?